Watson was not stumped by the show's unique answer and question format, in which players get clues in the form of answers and must answer with a question. Watson got its clues via electronic text. The supercomputer bested Jeopardy champs Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter in all categories: the arts, popular culture, science, geography, wordplay, and more. The two were humbled by the loss.
I think we both got a taste of what it might have been like to play against us.
The computer won by sorting through 80 trillion instructions a second. After its victory, Watson is heading to the hospital. Its designer, IBM, has signed agreements with Columbia University Medical Center and the University of Maryland School of Medicine. Elliot Siegel is vice chair of radiology at Maryland's medical school. He says the advances in artificial intelligence embodied in the Watson computer show great promise for medicine.
With its ability to understand concepts and natural language processing, and its ability to form multiple hypotheses and respond very rapidly, holds the promise to be able to explore information in the electronic medical record and also for help with diagnostic and therapeutic planning and just general decision-making in medicine.
Siegel adds that Watson's abilities could help doctors and nurses sort through facts and knowledge buried in huge volumes of medical literature published worldwide.
And having a system that's able to automatically ingest that information, be able to organize it, and then make it available for me as a diagnostic aid is really, in my opinion, going to significantly enhance not only my ability to make diagnosis, but also enhance the safety and effectiveness of patient care.
But first, Watson will have to tweak its software. Initially, it will be trained to organize, synthesize, and summarize the vast amounts of medical information that will be fed to it.
We need to be able to have the Dr. Watson program, unlike the Jeopardy-playing Watson program, be able to form hypotheses and be able to discount information as it's presented with larger amounts of information and be able to find patterns in that. And that's a more complex task than the task for Jeopardy.
Siegel expects Dr. Watson to begin assisting doctors in that capacity in 2 to 5 years. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.